Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. And I was going to mention a couple things here, too, before we get too far in the program. But let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to come together. We thank you for this medium that you've given to us, then I just pray you bless the program today. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody this afternoon. Help us to point people to Christ, and we just thank you for all you've done for us, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, one of the things I want to mention before I get too much further along, today's National Pizza Day. If you haven't had pizza yet today, let me suggest that you go out to our sponsor, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. They're located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, 216-341-9100. And just wanted to mention them since, after all, they are a sponsor, and it is National Pizza Day. I'm going to have some pizza, I think, tonight after Bible study. So I encourage you to go out and check that out. Also want to mention, check us out online at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There's a link there, actually, to East Coast Pizza. You can click that link there. You can see their menu. You can see the various things that they have to offer there at East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. They're on Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And let's see. You can also find links there to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and invite you to come out and visit us there. And we have our Bible study tonight. It's an open-ended Bible study, open format, informal format, where you can come and you can bring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio program. And you can join us at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's right in northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross there on Brecksville Road, State Route 21, located actually at 5171 Brecksville Road is where the hotel is. We're in the meeting room back there, and you can find us when you come in. And also let you know, too, that we'll be there on Sunday. We have our Sunday morning services. We're looking at some basic apologetics during the Sunday Bible study at 10 o'clock. I will readily admit I'm not a morning person, and we don't always get started at 10 o'clock right on the dot. We're waiting for the coffee to finish and fellowshipping and everything, but we do get into the Bible time there a little bit. But then at 11 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Galatians, and then at 6 o'clock, I'm preaching through the book of Psalms right now. And that, again, is the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at the Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. We'd love to have you. Wanted to mention our Sunday services this Sunday in particular. We have had a long-standing tradition of a Sunday near Valentine's Day of doing a spaghetti dinner. And kind of interesting how it got started. We, as a small church, we were looking one time at doing the traditional Valentine's Day banquet or sweetheart banquet or whatever, and we realized, you know, we had some widowed people and we had some single people, and we thought, well, you know, we're not going to have too many people if we do that. Why don't we just have everybody come and have a spaghetti dinner? And so that's what we started doing, and it's worked. So we, anybody and everybody that wants to come is welcome to come. If you have somebody you want to bring with you, that's great too, but we're happy just to have you come for our spaghetti dinner. And so if you are not doing anything this Sunday, if you don't have a church to go to, well, let me invite you to come and visit us. You can come to our 11 o'clock service if you can do so, and then you can join us afterwards for our spaghetti dinner, and we would love to have you. And, you know, just if you want more information, of course, you can give us a call. At our phone number is 330-659. 6561. I have to give the right number there. That's 330-659-6561. But we will be meeting there, and you can find links to our church website. If you just remember the website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com. You can link to those, and you can also go to our Facebook page. You can follow us on Facebook, and we are on Facebook Live right now. Just go to facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. Number of things that are there. And also, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. Our telephone lines are open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Well, I'm going to get into something here that I may carry over to next week as well, as I know I won't be able to cover everything that's in this article. I found this article that intrigued me quite a bit. The title was, "We Are the New Generation of Independent Baptists, an Open Letter." And the writer, Samuel Garcia, is a millennial. And he starts the article out, he's an independent Baptist, so understand that, and understand not everybody listening is an independent fundamental Baptist, but there are principles here, I believe, that apply to anybody, if you're in a Bible-believing church that wants to reach people with the gospel message, see people saved and believers trained and discipled and see a church grow and people reached and helped and pointed towards Christ. He says this, "Dear Independent Fundamental Baptist, I am one of you. I am a King James only Bible-believing dispensational fire and brimstone preaching soul-winning and missionary bus ministry, Sunday school, old past, pro-life, pro-marriage, patriotic, in-church 3 times a week, modesty promoting, etc. I am also a millennial, a 20-something, born between 1984 and 2002. I am you in the future, in a decade, in a few years, now." And with this interesting start to this letter, he addresses 3 groups of millennials. And these are millennials in regards to church. He said, number one, first group, those millennials who are leaving or have left already. Now, we talk a lot about in our churches about how to keep the young people and why we're losing young people. And we do have a tendency, and I've talked about some of this on the program before, we do have a tendency to lose a lot of young people. And he's going to address some of those issues here from a young person's point of view. And I've talked about this before. One of the problems is we've lost our young people before they ever reach their teenage years. We've lost them back when they were in grade school, when we told them nice stories, but we did not give them the evidence for those stories. We just told them, well, just accept it, just believe it. And then they turn on the television, or they go online, or they go to school, and everything that they get is contrary to the nice stories of the Bible, with evidence and reasons for why they're correct and why the Bible is wrong and why those churches don't know what they're talking about. And then they go to church, or they talk to their Sunday school teacher, pastor, or even their parents, and they say, but why? How do we know Noah went on the ark, and why did he do it? And they say, well, because it's in the Bible, just accept it. And we wonder why we're losing our young people. We don't give them reasons. And so you get young people like that that are forced to go to church. They get out of high school. They maybe go to college, or they get out in the workplace and they encounter other people and say, your parents didn't know what they were talking about. Your pastor didn't know what he was talking about. Your Sunday school teacher didn't know what he was talking about. And they give them reasons. And we're surprised why we're losing our young people. Well, that's not the only reason that we're losing them, but that is one of the reasons. And we'll get into some of those things here, hopefully, a little bit. But he addresses not only those millennials who are leaving or have already left, but he also addresses those millennials who are merely just staying in the church. You know, they're there, but they're kind of there physically, but you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, they've kind of checked out, although their bodies are still there. And then the third group that he addresses is those millennials who are actually working to build the church. And of course, that's the ones that we should want to have, but we've got to address the other two. So he is going to talk about some statistics that come from the Barna Group and some various things that they come up with, as well as some quotes and some materials generated from other millennials, not necessarily a born-again Christian, not necessarily evangelical, not necessarily independent fundamental Baptist, but still there are points that we need to know about, things that we need to understand. And so I thought we would go through some of these things. And again, we will take a break from this if somebody does have a question or something, something additionally. But if, like I said, if you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. But in lieu of calls, nobody calls on another subject. This is what I'm going to kind of chat about and probably next week as well. But one of the main reasons that he cites for why millennials are leaving churches is they're leaving what they feel is not real or authentic. Now, you should let that sink in for a moment. You know, we've all seen the thing, you know, where somebody is one way at home and another way at church. I remember when my wife and I were missionaries in the Samoan Islands, we had this church that we helped out with for a little bit till we got our feet on the ground. And there was an older couple that had come from California in order to spend a year there working with this Samoan church. And you know, they came there, and it's nice that they sacrificed their time, but they well, I don't want to get into all the details on it, but let's just say, suffice to say, they argued a lot. And they were staying in a small small house. It was actually a very, you know, you see these movies or these shows with the tiny houses. It was kind of a tiny house that was there on the church campus that had just been built. And so the pastor and the church allowed them to stay there during the year that they were there. Well, the funny thing was you could watch them approach the church auditorium from the door of their house, and they would be angrily arguing with each other from the door of their house until they come around to where the church was. Now, this is not something that just my wife and I knew. Lots of people noticed it because people would watch this. They would come along, and you could see them through the screened-in windows arguing and pointing their fingers at each other and shaking their fingers in each other's faces as they were walking. And then they come around this one pillar where you couldn't see them for about 2 seconds, and that would come around to where the open doors were, a big set of double doors, and then they could see into the church. And when they would come around the pillar, a startling metamorphosis would take place. The angry scowls and angry gestures would be replaced with great big smiles and hellos and welcomes as they come around where they could see people. And it was very evident that they were one thing when they were didn't think they were being seen, and they were something else when they thought they were being seen. And a lot of the people in the church recognized that it almost seemed like an act. Now, these people are long gone. I don't even believe they are alive anymore. I think they both passed away, went to be with the Lord years ago. And I use them as an example because it was very visible. You could see it. But, you know, we tend to do that in our churches. We get this kind of stuffed shirt approach. Have you ever seen the type where they come in and they've got this smile that just looks like it's pasted on? And they really don't look like they're really all that interested in you as a person. You're a number, and that's about it. And, you know, a lot of young people see that, and they grew up seeing that. And so they're leaving what they think is not authentic, what is not real. They don't like the pretense. And when we look at what's going on in our churches, we see pretense rather than honesty going on a lot of times. You know, Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, recompense no man evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. And that phrase, provide things honest in the sight of all men, I think is something that sometimes we've missed in our churches. We're too much interested in pretending to be hip, pretending to be relevant, pretending to be entertainers, pretending to be whatever, that we're not being ourselves, we're not being the person that God created us to be, and we're not being the authentic witness that God wants us to be. We kind of abuse 1 Corinthians 9:22, where it says, to the weak I became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now, that kind of sounds like, you know, we want to be all things to all men. You know, we put on a false front. No, we maintain our honest approach, honest in the sight of all men, but we don't want to fake something. I'll give an example. I remember reading some soul-winning materials years ago where they had this technique where you arrived at somebody's house, you were to focus on something in the house. You know, maybe they had an unusual knickknack sitting on the mantelpiece, and you were supposed to just ooh and ah over that and just act like you were just incredibly fascinated with it, even if you're not really. You just acted like that, and that was supposed to help you win over the people. And I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. How is that being honest in the sight of all men? You're faking something. Now, if you're honestly interested in it, I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. And if you can find some means where you can talk to somebody without it, you know, I learned quickly. I'm not a sports person. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl I ever watched from beginning to end, and the only Super Bowl I ever watched from beginning to end, was when I was in the United States Air Force. I was stationed in England, and my first month that I, or full month, or second month that I was there, I guess it was, when is the Super Bowl? It's in February, right? The second month that I was there, my roommate said, oh, hey, I'm going to a party with some friends next week. Or next weekend. Do you want to go? You can meet some people since you're new. And I thought, well, it'll get me out of the dorms, get me off base, and I can meet somebody. When I got there, much to my dismay, it was a Super Bowl party. And I remember being rather bored for the whole evening, but at least they had some food, and I did meet a couple of people. But I mean, it was kind of a long, sort of boring party. But I've learned, you know, especially like in the nursing home ministry, you know, I can come in and some people be watching a game on the TV and I can say, hey, how are those Indians or how are those Browns or how are those Cavaliers? And I can make a few remarks about them and I can do that, but I'm not going to sit there and fake that I'm a football or basketball or baseball fan or a fanatic and that I'm well-versed in everything. You know, I can make some small talk about it, but I'm not going to try and pretend that I'm something that I'm not. And I don't think God wants you to be pretending that you're something that you're not. He wants you to be honest, and you can learn to make some comments about some things and all that if it'll help you know, open the door to some conversation, but you don't have to be obviously fake about some things. And unfortunately, sometimes we've all met people at church that, you know, the plastered on smile, they look just right. And when you're talking to them, it's apparent that you're just a means to the end. You're just a number, whatever. It's all an act. There's no authenticity there. And you've seen it, I've seen it. And believe me, our young people see it. And he said, this is one of the big reasons that people leave church, young people leave churches. They don't like the pretense. They don't like them trying to be, here's another thing, pretending to be the world in order to reach these, reach young people. And, well, you know, we're not the world. We're not the world. And I'm not going to get very far in this, obviously, here this afternoon, but we want to be ourselves. You know, I'm not trying to replicate in my ministry somebody else's ministry. God created me as a unique individual, and he gave me unique talents and abilities and interests, and he created me unto good works, it says in Ephesians chapter 3 or 2. He created me unto good works. He designed me with that in mind. And likewise, you are designed as a unique creation of God. He's created you as a unique person. You don't have to try to be somebody else. The only one you should really be emulating, really, when you think about it, is Jesus Christ. Now, I understand we emulate the good in people that we see, but in Revelation chapter 2 and in John is writing down what Jesus says, where he says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, how thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And unfortunately, what happens sometimes is church becomes a business. Getting people in the pews becomes a business. It becomes a formula. We've lost our first love. At one time, you know, we did things sincerely, but now it's become a means to the end. And we want to be holy. We want to be like Christ. We want to be able to engage people where they're at. That's what it means to be all things to all men. We want to engage people where they're at. We want to try to reach people from a variety of backgrounds. But at the same time, be yourself. Be the person God created you to be. Use the strengths, the talents, the abilities that you have for God's service. People see through you when you're trying to be pretentious. We all understand the principle of the used car salesman or the insurance salesman, that he's your best friend until he makes a sale, and then he's on to somebody else. You ever run into somebody like that in church? They are your best friend. You just think they're with you, and they want to help you, and as soon as they've accomplished their goal, they're on to somebody else, and they just drop you. If they can't accomplish their goal, then they're on to somebody else. They drop you. And I'm sorry, young people see that. I mean, if we can see that, young people are going to see that too. I remember one guy one time that he came along and he was going to help me with some things. And, oh, he was my friend. And I had some difficulties going on with our church at the time. And I tried to share some of the things to get some advice, and found that all of a sudden he wasn't my friend. He didn't want to talk about anything negative. In fact, I remember one time we were sitting in I think it was a Wendy's over a cup of coffee. And I said, you know, there's some things that are bothering me. And he said, well, let's just look positive and think about Jesus, basically, was his response. I said, yeah, I know, but I mean, I need somebody I can share these things with. And he tried to change the subject again. I tried a third time. He said, well, look at the time. Gotta go. You know, and I realized kind of at that point I was more of a client than a friend. And it really bothered me. And I've had that happen in other cases with other people, and I know you have too. But that happens. We need to be authentic. We need to be authentic. Be the person God created you to be and allow the Holy Spirit of God to work through you to reach people. You can reach young people. You can reach middle-aged people. You can reach elderly people if you'll be the person God created you to be and allow Him to work through you. I hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening today. We'll continue this next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.